This is Tools of the Podcast Trade, where you can learn about the tools and resources you can use to start and grow your podcast. Tune in each week as we talk about the help you need to remove the mystery from podcasting so you can become a successful podcaster that can reach your audience where they are. My guest today is Kevin Palmieri, and Kevin, I'm honored to have you come and talk to us today. Welcome.
I appreciate you having me very much. Thank you. I'm excited to chat all things podcasting and see where we go.
Oh, yeah. Exciting stuff. But before we start talking about podcasting, can you tell us about Kevin? Who is Kevin Palmieri?
Yes. Kevin Palmieri currently is the CFO, co-founder, and co-host of Next Level University, a global top 100 podcast with over 1,000 episodes and listeners in 125 plus countries. But at a deeper, simpler level, Kevin is just somebody who likes to help other people accomplish things in their life and has a deep belief that with the right community, some awareness and some new habits, you can really change the trajectory of your life.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. So podcasting, what got you into podcasting, first of all?
I was actually interviewed on a podcast, and then the host of that podcast actually ended up becoming my business partner. But he had me on his show and he said, I want to talk about fitness and mindset and all these things. And I said, okay, I don't really know what this podcasting thing's about, but I'm excited to do it. Let's do it. And after that interview, which went, I think, for an hour and a half, I said, imagine if you could do that for a living. And my other friend who was there said, well, you can. There's people who do that. So I went out and I bought all the equipment that I needed. I got a mixer, I got a microphone, I figured out how to host it, how to create artwork. And I created a podcast called the Hyper Conscious Podcast. And that's where I started. I started just like everybody else, one episode a week. It was a passion project. I had no intention of making money or making it a business, but I loved having deep conversations with people. And I was just, it was something I fell in love with pretty quickly.
Wow. Wow, that's exciting. Now, it's funny, when you were telling me you went out and got all the equipment and everything, I was kind of waiting to hear, and then I didn't know what to do. But I guess you had a partner who was already in the business, so that helped, right?
Well, so it's interesting because, and I'm sure you know this, Jennifer, there's a big difference between having a YouTube channel that you post on occasionally and having a podcast. So while we say he had a podcast, he didn't have an RSS feed. He wasn't on Apple Podcasts. He had He had a YouTube show. So it was a little bit different. But I just studied. I really studied on, I didn't have any mentors at the time in the podcasting space because I was so new to it. It was 2017 when I started. But I learned all about Audacity, and I learned how to do audio editing. Eventually, I became pretty proficient in Adobe Premiere, and I learned how to video edit. So everything I learned, for the most part, I learned on my own through massive failure. That's usually how it went for me.
Well, that's a good thing, because then you know the ins and outs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. It's important to understand. Yeah, you have to. With every failure, there's a potential success in the future. You just got to make sure you're learning from those failures. Yeah,
for sure. Wow. I really do love podcasting. This is my second one, to tell you. But a lot of times we start podcasting because we feel we have a message and we try to get that out as best we can. But the finance, the money part kind of catch up with us, right? Yep. Because we're on this passion journey and all of a sudden reality hit. Can you give us one advice of how podcasters can start to think more about podcasting in a business way, even while they're getting hot under the collar to get started?
Yeah, it's a great question. You have to understand that at the end of the day, a podcast is a business. And the business is you solving people's problems. And you might say, well, Kevin, I have a podcast about comedy. I'm not solving any problems. Yes, you are. You're solving boredom. That's why people are listening to your show. Or you're solving a long car ride with nothing to listen to. You're solving loneliness. You're solving something. So from my perspective, the piece of advice I would give is understand whatever you're doing when you're podcasting. So whatever you're talking about on your podcast, the best way to monetize that most likely is to talk more about it through a more valuable perspective to get somebody to pay. That is what I have seen work better than ads, affiliate marketing, sponsorships, any of that, is if you have a podcast that's about business, you talk high-level business on the podcast, you have your social media that you talk about business, you have a Facebook group where you talk about business, and then you do one-on-one coaching where you talk about business. Understanding that if you add value on your podcast, there will be people eventually who want you to add more value behind the scenes in exchange for money. So I think the first step, Jennifer, really is to understand that it is possible to make money with a podcast 100%. You just have to make sure you're treating it more like a business and less like a passion project, because I want you to be passionate about it 100%. But if a business isn't open 7 days a week, a business can't make money 7 days a week. And you have to treat your podcast like that, especially in the beginning.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So the key, from what I'm understanding from you, is to start that you're not just showing up and putting stuff out there. Yep. You're for entertainment. You're adding value. You're doing something that makes somebody's life better. And you can always find more to offer. Is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And people will pay for that.
Yeah. I think it's difficult, right? Because we see a lot of the big shows, the Joe Rogans, the Barstools, NPR shows, the way they make their money is going to be drastically different than the way most podcasts make their money, because they have so many listens where they would have to mess up not to make money with that mm-hmm. amount of listens. But the vast majority of us will never get to 30, 40, 50, 60 million downloads a month. That's just not going to happen for most people statistically. So the way you're going to approach it is going to be completely different. And it has to be through intentionality. Of one of my favorite questions, and I ask my clients this all the time: why do people tune into your podcast? Why? And they'll give me an answer. And I say, okay, why do they follow you on social media? Is it for the same reason? Because if it's not for the same reason, then things aren't necessarily going to align down to a business standpoint. Why are they in your Facebook group? Insert answer. Why do they pay you? Insert answer. So the goal is to make it as aligned as humanly possible. So for us, our podcast is about holistic self-improvement. What do we coach on? Holistic self-improvement. And it runs all the way our Facebook group, holistic self-improvement. So everything runs through the same filter. That way, when people listen, they say, I am the type of person who would listen to this. And then, you know, they move through the business at their own pace.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. You focus in on what you have to offer, because that's what people are going to be looking for you for. That's why they click on the Apple podcast to find out, let's see what he or she's talking about mm-hmm. today.
Yep.
Because it interests me. Okay. Yep. So thank you. So tell me, what is the biggest reason podcasts fail?
Oh,
not
man.
What everybody says, but what you...
I think it's misguided expectations. I think people assume they're going to start a podcast and it's going to blow up and they're going to make money right away. I don't know that many people are starting podcasts for the right reasons. Podcasting it was the sexy thing to do, where you can buy a microphone for $50 and that's all you need and you're off to the races, which is great. I love that. I think that's amazing. But usually when the barrier to entry lowers, the failure rate goes up, just because right. there's less hoops to jump through to get into it. So I would say number one is probably... people are confused about their expectations. And then number two, and this is going to be an interesting one and maybe controversial, people don't outsource fast enough. Most people do not start a podcast because they love audio editing. They start a podcast because they love talking into the microphone and they love interviewing, and they get stuck on this, well, I'm not going to pay somebody $50 to edit my podcast once a week when I'm not making any money. You got to understand, if that $50 is taking up an hour of your time, you could do interviews, you could get clients. So I see a lot of people who they're not willing to invest in the podcast because they don't ultimately believe it will grow. And since they don't believe it will grow, it doesn't grow. So I would say those are, one is fairly common, and I would say a lot of people would probably say that. The second one I think is more of a deeper answer that I've seen over the last 5 years.
Yeah, and I think I agree with that. I've heard that said a couple of times, but I see the dilemma for podcasters. You know, do I pay somebody else to do what I'm doing and free up my time so I can build my business? Yeah. And again, we're back to that. Am I building a business or pursuing a passion, right?
It's hard. And it's not, that's the thing too, is it's not for everybody. If you're doing one episode a week, you're doing a 15-minute solo episode, it takes you 20 minutes to edit it, maybe you shouldn't pay somebody. But if you're trying to build an actual business, your time is becoming more valuable by the episode. And you have to figure out, what's my genius zone? So what are the three things that I'm trying to be the best at? And then everything else, depending on how much money you're making and all that circumstantially, then you have to figure out, okay, well, what's the next step? But it really is, you have to treat it like a business. I think many podcasts fail because people are starting them and they don't understand how business works, myself included in the beginning. So I completely understand.
So would you say then that maybe... But you haven't failed. You've succeeded at podcasting because you have learned. You learn the ropes and you learn from your mistakes. So what? Tell me something you wish you knew earlier.
I wish in the beginning I understood that when it comes to having guests on, there's always some sort of exchange of what's in it for me. It's kind of always set up that way. And I didn't really expect that in the beginning because I expect, well, people want to have a conversation. They want to spread their message. So that's something that I was always very surprised about. And I wish I knew earlier because it might've changed the way I did things. And then the other thing is I wish I knew how long it was going to take. I really do. I our first year we had 1,074 downloads and we didn't make any, $0. I made $0 my first year. And I think we made very little the second year as well. But it took almost three and a half years to like really build the business out. I did not know it was going to take that long. I probably would have saved more money or lived my life a little bit differently if I did. But I try to tell people that. Somebody came to me recently and said, you know, if we get to the end of this year and I have 100,000 downloads, I'll be happy. And it's like, most likely not going to happen. It's just most likely not going to happen. I don't know where you heard that, but it most likely isn't going to happen. The effort you put in is going to determine what you get out, especially in the beginning.
Yes, for sure. So what is Kevin grateful for today?
What am I grateful for today? I got married recently. I got married very recently within the last month. So that is the thing I'm very, very grateful for. My wife and I had our wedding party last weekend and I'm grateful for her love and her support.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes. You're lucky to have her.
I'm very lucky to have her. I'm blessed.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Of course. Also, tell us how we can find you.
Yeah. So our podcast is called Next Level University. We are on all the podcast platforms. We do 7 episodes a week. We're also on YouTube as well. And then if you have any questions about podcasting, anything, my handle on Instagram is @neverquitkid. I'm happy to answer anything you have. Send me an audio, send me a video, whatever you need. I am there for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we'll put some links in the show notes people to read to. Yes, of course. All right. So I hear people tell you a lot to whatever you're doing, be consistent and, you know, you'll succeed most likely. Why is consistency important in podcasting?
I like to use this analogy. I don't know about you, Jennifer, but right now I cannot do the splits. If I tried to do the splits, I would injure myself quite badly, most likely. But if I practiced doing the splits every day for the next year, most likely I would be able to do the splits. And it's not because I'm special. It's not because I'm talented. It's just because I was more consistent than people who weren't. Podcasting is something that is driven by value. So the more often you add value to your audience, the more likely you are to win. And this is the other thing. Every time you do an episode, you get a little bit better. Every time you don't do an episode, you're losing some of your skills, whether you know it or not. Last point, imagine you are sitting in front of the television on a Saturday night, and every Saturday night, your favorite show is on, and you tune into that channel at the time it's supposed to be on, and that show's not on. number one, you're going to be disappointed. Number two, you're going to have to find another show. And number three, next Saturday, you might not tune in. Podcasting is the same way. So if you're not there for your audience, somebody else will be. You got to make sure that you're there and you take your community unreasonably seriously, because it's quite a responsibility to have a large listener base, and you have to treat it like that.
Yeah, makes sense. Very smart idea. Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
And last but not least, give a new podcast or somebody contemplating starting a podcast two pieces of advice.
I would say, number one, as painful as it is, you have to listen back to your own episodes, because you're going to learn about your your likes, your butts, your audio quality. Quality control is very important. So that's number one. And then number two would be, give yourself the opportunity to meet your community. One of the things that has benefited us at a very high level is I have spoken to hundreds of our listeners, whether it's on the phone, whether it's on Zoom, whether it's in person at events. And that has helped me not only understand our audience at a very deep level, but when you do free calls with your community, it's oftentimes turns into you getting clients, because all you're doing is adding value and people say, how do I work with you? It doesn't happen all the time, but it can happen. So I would say, understand that you jumping on the phone, Zoom, Riverside, StreamYard, whatever it may be, with somebody from your community might not seem like a quote unquote valuable use of your time, but it could be the most valuable use of your time in the long run.
That's interesting. I like that too. Yeah. Not just about reaching out on social and giving them stuff. It's like this one-on-one.
Scale the unscalable.
Yeah.
If you can show up and add more value, when they're ready to want more value and when they're ready to exchange money, it will be with you if you're the person they think of, but they have to think of you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Kevin Palmer, for coming and talking to me today. I appreciate
My pleasure, Jennifer. My pleasure.
Okay. Take care.
Got questions about podcasting? Do you find yourself struggling with the tools and strategies that you know will help you launch and grow your show? Why not join the New West Podcasters Club, where you can get your questions answered by me or one of our guest experts? The link to our next meeting is below. Sign up today and don't let confusion about podcasting stop you from owning your genius. Whether you're an individual or a nonprofit, the New West Podcasters Club is where podcasters come for answers. Link below for our next meeting.